I'm WUWM's Susan Bentz. No one is closer to the COVID-19 crisis than healthcare workers, from first responders to hospital teams. Public health providers are on high alert too. Anne Christensen gives us a glimpse through the lens of the North Shore Health Department. She leads its small team of seven, who serve seven communities stretching north of Milwaukee. And while cases are much higher in the city of Milwaukee, they're on the rise in the North Shore too. Christensen was able to recruit additional forces.
North Shore Fire Rescue, as well as school nurses. Any given day, we've got about 12 people working in the operations center here.
That's 7 days a week in a temporary workspace that allows the crew to keep their distance, sticking to the 6 foot or greater rule. Most of their time is spent on the phone, following up on people who have tested positive for COVID-19.
To assess essentially where they've been within the last several weeks and determine who they might have potentially encountered or, in our terms, been exposed by that person, and then to reach out to those who've been exposed. They're called contacts, and to determine what the next steps are for those individuals.
Christensen says this is what public health professionals are trained to do, but this crisis comes with additional obstacles. There aren't enough tests, there isn't a vaccine, and Christensen says
there's no kind of clear picture for some of these families, at least with regard to our cases. And remembering that the incubation period is 14 days, so for some households, this disease course may play out over a long period of time, so that if there are a number of household members, we may be, and we certainly are, at this early stage in the disease, just not knowing whether everybody would get the disease or whether it would only affect certain members of the household.
Christensen hopes the CDC, that's the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, can help figure that out. Just about the time she set up North Shore's Operations Center, CDC staffers arrived in the area.
In partnership with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
On any given day, up to five CDC researchers work out of her office.
They're here at the North Shore Health Department, as well as the City of Milwaukee and Wauwatosa, the Milwaukee the Public Health Laboratory there.
The CDC is working with 20 to 30 families impacted by COVID-19. Christensen says the researchers are interviewing and providing testing in homes.
Helping us to know more about this virus that is so novel for all of us. So the more information they can gather, the more we're going to have a better assessment of who is at risk of getting the virus and who might be protected from that.